Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
From pumpkin patches to haunted houses, Samhain celebrations and puka parades, there's more to do this Halloween than ever before. But just what does the spooky season mean in 2025? And is commercial creepiness or a Celtic comeback on the cards? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
It's a rainy October evening in Dublin city centre, and I'm hankering for something different to do.
Good evening! Welcome on board the Dublin Ghost Bus. My name is Edgar, the one I greeted you downstairs. Many of you called me Jesus.
It's an hour-long journey through the capital's most haunted locations with jump scares. And gothic readings.
You will remember the darkness. Except for the light coming in through the windows.
And haunted histories, too.
The Royal College of Physicians, Dublin, where in the 1700s, one Dr. Samuel L. Clossy, resident professor of anatomy, would terrorize his upper-class acolytes with only the freshest of corpses, prime cadavers, he called them. Now, we know for a fact, during Clossy's time, 27 male students disappeared, presumed murdered. Clossy was always suspected, but never formally accused.
Though it runs year-round, with a seasonal twist at Christmas, hopping on the Dublin Ghost Bus Tour when the veil is thin is certainly a timely experience.
And how old are you, Mary?
I'm 7 years old.
But this is far from the only thing to do at Halloween.
There's so much now, isn't there, all the pumpkin patches.
Every day we have something. Like today we're here in Botanical Gardens, tomorrow we're going to a farm.
So is it simply commercialism creeping in on the spooky season?
Oh yeah, it's gone very Americanised. It's great for the kids and all. We're loving it as well.
Yeah, I think when we were growing up, it's like kind of throw anything. You get a bin bag thrown over here and a mask, but now everyone goes all out.
Or is there something more sentimental in our heightened honouring of Halloween?
This year I'm going to go up the street with my auntie and we're going to go and trick or treat, and then that day we're having a sleepover, and then and also we're going to do some scary movies on Halloween for the Halloween spirit.
And what are you going to dress up as this year?
A dead cheerleader.
And Olivia, what are you dressing up as?
Pumpkin.
So pumpkin and a dead cheerleader, the classic combo.
I'm going to be a rabbit for Halloween. Basically, I'm just going to wear a dress and some bunny ears.
Are you going to hop all the way down the street?
Probably.
Well, this year I'm dressing up as a can of Heinz beans.
What?
I've maybe been like a rapper.
A rapper?
Or Deadpool, Don't Worry Too, or Ninja as well.
I scared the pants off someone there. About 2 years ago, I dressed up as a ghost and I was standing there real stiff. And next of all, I done that. And the child screamed and ran down. And like they were in fits of laughing. The parents thought it was hilarious.
I have an infamous costume, being dressed as Pinocchio when I was a kid. That has to be seen to be believed.
What did you make the nose out of?
A toilet roll.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a great work. Really not a great work.
I'm wearing like a witch costume. And this costume is from Venice, from a carnival. So I have the mask that makes this noise.
Yeah.
And this was like handmade from local Venice, I don't know, fashion designer.
Wow.
I mean, a very small shop where old man make it himself. At least he told me so.
Do you enjoy Halloween? Do you like dressing up?
Yeah, I really like it. I'm from Ukraine and it was not popular at all. And even it's a very religious country, so priests ask young people don't celebrate because it's evil. But me and my friends, we had like different attitude. We believe that it's just like maybe other countries' tradition, and there is no evil. It's just like fun things about this.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Is Halloween now any different than when you guys were younger?
Yeah, it was like very basic when we were growing up, wasn't it? Like just black bags, and now it's like proper costumes and loads of events and loads of things to take the kids. Like, it goes on for a month now. We were saying it was only a day when we were kids. Now it's the whole season.
Certainly it has changed. There's not as many kids out as there would have been years ago with soot on their face, just plain soot, to go into each door to get something.
Is like, that what you used to do?
Yeah, put soot on our face out the chimney, and then you'd get fruit. You'd get lots of fruit. And you wouldn't get sweets or money, what they're getting today, the children are, you know. But yeah, it was fun. It was
so you'd fun. Be thrilled with your mandarin orange?
Yeah. Now you see them when you go down after the Halloween. If anyone, the older people like me, would give maybe the kids an apple or an orange or whatever, but they would throw them on the ground, they wouldn't take them. So they'd be looking for crisps or whatever, sweets and stuff like that.
Yeah, of course.
Time really has changed.
It would have been homemade costumes. We didn't buy, we made our own. And monkey nuts, fruit, and you'd meet your pals on the corner and you'd eat them. You'd eat about 10 apples.
That sounds like a thoroughly healthy Halloween.
Yeah, too healthy.
What's your favourite thing about Halloween?
I like to eat sweets when for Halloween.
My favourite things about Halloween is when you get to get candy and then I get to count the candies with my cousin.
I think it's the trick-or-treating. It's really fun.
All of the sweets.
If sweets is the name of the Halloween game for little kids, decorations are the draw for big ones.
I have a new man in my life. So he is a 12-foot skeleton. So I've always loved watching all the Instagrammers in America, and they have those huge skeletons, but nobody sells them over here. So I was so excited. I was in Dundrum and I saw him and I was like, OMG.
It was love at first sight.
It was love at first sight.
Emma Edmonds is an interior designer at Stillorgan Decor, and her Wicklow home is covered inside out with spiders, bats, witches, pumpkins and ghosts galore.
I have enough to fill a garden shed.
You have a dedicated Halloween shed here.
I have a Halloween shed that is painted black, and everything hides in there in storage bins for the year.
Oh my goodness.
So when you open, actually one of the bins, I was laughing when I opened it because it looked like, you know, those bog men that you see, you know. When I opened it, there was like three skeletons, black skeletons, all squished in flat, one on top of the other. And it looked like they were there for the last 2,000 years.
When did you start putting all of this stuff up?
Ages ago. So my neighbours, she was always laughing at me because she says, Emma, you think that Halloween is the 1st of September and you think that Christmas is the 1st of November. So,
is she right?
She is correct.
There are lots of Halloween events on, from candlelight concerts of scary movie soundtracks to book clubs meeting to discuss the month's most thrilling reads. But the team at the Lighthouse Cinema are keeping things classic.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
My name is David Kelly and I'm the Lighthouse Cinema programmer. Earlier in the year, I kind of decided that with Frankenstein, Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein coming in October, that it was the right kind of time to do an entire season of Gothic horror films just to lead into Frankenstein. Frankenstein obviously being the cherry on top. And it just opened last Friday, I mean, and the amount of people coming to see it is incredible. So it's really, really connected. The timing is so perfect for it as well, you know. There's a real appetite for that. Revisiting the monster stories where, you know, the humans are kind of the monsters and the creatures are the kind of the victims in a way and stuff, which we love.
Though I'm more of a hocus pocus, practical magic kind of girl, David says for some people, there's nothing like a good scare. And Halloween is the perfect time to indulge in creepy cinema.
So there's a kind of the psychological aspect behind stuff like The Shining and And then there obviously is stuff as well, like Hellraiser, seeing people's guts on screen and stuff like that. But I guess a part of it is going into these films and realizing that you're going into a space where, you know, it's fantasy, it's horror, it's not reality, and it's escaping from reality for a while. And it's a visceral experience. It's a real attack on the senses a lot of the time as well.
With American traditions like pumpkin picking and Halloween shops popping up around the country, it's easy to see how Halloween could become a solely commercial affair. But at the National Botanic Gardens, the festival is going back to its roots.
Yarrow then would be associated with wound healing, but also then with love divination. So women were actively encouraged to sleep with the yarrow plant on the night of Halloween itself and recite the following verse. Good morrow, fair yarrow, and thrice good morrow to thee. Come and tell me before tomorrow who my true love shall be. The yarrow was then brought home and placed under the pillow to divine dreams of a future husband. If the girl spoke between picking the plant and going to bed, the spell would be broken.
Joseph Lynch is one of the garden's guides, and today he's leading the Samhain Embers tour.
For me, it's all about the stories that we don't really recognise anymore. So the story of a bonfire, which originally is the origin of that word, is bone fire. So the harvest of the bones that would have been, all the animals that would have been eaten throughout the season, the bones would have been used to throw into a fire, and then the ashes of the fire afterwards were used to fertilise the land afterwards. Another really unique one is ivy. One of the traditions historically would be a young girl, and the youngest girl in the family would be asked to go out and collect clean ivy leaves with no blemishes on them. And on the night of Halloween, you would put the ivy leaves into glasses of water floating. And the next morning, everyone would get up and check the ivy leaves. And if there were any blemishes or marks on them, you weren't going to make it through the following year. So you could potentially predict your death using ivy leaves.
Have you noticed a keen interest among people in the Samhain tour, specifically trying to get in touch with the original meaning of this time of year?
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people come on the tour. I always say at the start of the tour, your participation is requested, not required, but people come to share their stories. So I think it's getting in touch with your identity as well and your local history and things like that, I think plays a big part. And the commercialisation of these events can kind of often people lose connection with what they're actually all about. Harking back to the traditions that maybe, you know, we can say Samhain or Halloween emerged from the Samhain celebrations in Ireland. So we kind of gifted Halloween to the rest of the world, and learning where all those things originate is something I would have a big interest in.
Whatever way you choose to spend it, there's something for everyone to enjoy this Samhain season, especially, as Emma Edmund says, when we celebrate the spooky holiday together.
Last year, one of my little trick-or-treaters knocked on the door and she gave me a handmade pumpkin that she'd made herself, sewn in velvet, and a beautiful card and a pumpkin on the front of it that she'd handmade. And she's I don't know, 14 maybe now. And she wanted to thank me for all the lovely Halloweens that I had made special for her over the years. I nearly started to cry. I couldn't believe it. So that comes out every year now. That's my a treasured item at Halloween, you know. So that kind of thing. It just makes it extra special. I like the spooky side of things, but it's more for me a fun thing. So welcoming and for the children and my friends, and that we get to giggle and dress up and, yeah, let's play pretend, you know. Life is a bit scary at the moment, the real world. So a little bit of escapism, I think, is good for us.
And that Halloween.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.